T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. WCCO's morning news continues here. And WCCO, we bring on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Nick Adams, who's retail manager at Goodwill Stores. Nick, good how are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you doing on this beautiful morning?
Well, I tell you what, it is plenty warm out there, that's for sure. And I want to find out what's happening at Goodwill. I know we chatted before when you were closed. Now open.
Yes, we... not only has the weather started with a bang in June, but so did we as we reopened after being closed for 75 days. Yesterday was our first day open for business, and boy, were we busy.
Boy, you know, you and I talked about this earlier, Nick. There was a lot of what happens, I suppose, you know better than I, but our people just kind of, since they were home, they kind of realized things that they had, and suddenly Goodwill is going to be the recipient of a lot of stuff?
Yeah, we had a real busy day in our donation centers, and I spent time in several stores talking to customers, and they did a phenomenal job clearly cleaning out their homes and preparing for us to open. And boy, they were bringing in not just wonderful donations, but car loads full of wonderful donations. And our new contactless donation process went extremely well. Everyone was well prepared, very patient, as we did see waits up to 40 minutes at a lot of our stores. But we received several thousands of donations yesterday. And boy, do we need them. And we've been looking forward to them. And our donors have been looking forward to bringing them in. And as you know, that's what drives our business and our retail model. And all those donations, we generate dollars from to support our services and programs to help put Minnesotans back to work. So we were excited to receive them, and they were definitely excited to be able to bring them in.
Tell me about the process of the touchless donations.
So when you drive up to our store, there's instructions of the steps of where you pull up to and what happens when you get into the donation bay. Our donation attendants instruct you what to do. There's a blue boat that you just unload your items into right next to your vehicle. And then we direct you where to get your tax receipt for your donation and a coupon to shop for your donation. And then they help you exit the donation center, and then they clear those items and have it ready for the next customer. So we maintain social distancing the entire experience and give you directions on what to do. And it's a very, very good, clean process. And as we get back into the swing of things here, I expect us to get more efficient, get a little quicker at it. But I mean, we saw weekend type traffic on a Monday morning with, you know, very little notice and advertisement we're opening. So I'd only expect it to get busier. But people were happy to shop. They were happy to donate. It was just a real fun day for us.
How about staffing?
Staffing is great. So we've spent the last 2 weeks bringing all our employees back and putting them through training, and also organizing and setting up our store for a new directional signage down our aisles and social distancing markers and plexiglass on the checkout area. And then merchandising, you know, we were pretty busy when we closed. We had a very busy February and start to March. So we got our back rooms emptied. We got all the products on the floor. There's literally probably never been a better time to shop. Our stores look incredible. They're full with great items. And so we were prepared to have heavy donations and be very busy in our back rooms. So we took advantage of that couple weeks to train and prepare the stores for yesterday. And and it definitely paid off.
Of the multiple stores, Nick, was anyone busier than the other?
You know, they, of our 51 stores, they were all really busy. You know, I would say our non-metro stores, where we don't quite have the, you know, the store count, I think saw even more traffic and donations. But we were busy everywhere. It was like a holiday type sales, if you will, for a June 1st Monday morning with beautiful weather, by the way, too.
Yeah, when you and I chatted, we figured that was something that was just going to be gangbusters, and it certainly turned out to be. I'm sure you're in for some busy times here, but I know you look forward to that too. Nick, for those who want to donate, who may not have done it before, tell them what they should do.
Yeah, so all of our stores have a donation center that is a drive-through experience. So as you get to our store, you'll see directional signage on where to go to enter the donation center. There's a yellow line you pull up to. When we're ready for you, we'll open the door, wave you in, and direct you where to put your donations, where to get your tax receipt, as we are a nonprofit. So we greatly appreciate that donation. And then you also have a coupon on that tax receipt to get 20% off your purchase in the store. And then the attendant will direct you what to do, and thank you for your donation. And then you can drive out of the donation center and stop in the store if you'd like and get a discount and shop some great items.
All right. Well, Nick, stay in good shape. You're going to need to be here for the next few weeks for sure. Thanks for sharing again this morning. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks for having me, and thank everyone in our communities for supporting Goodwill and coming to see us yesterday and seeing us this week. And again, those donations are what help provide proceeds to our services and programs to help put Minnesotans back to work. So thank you very much.
He's Nick Adams, retail manager, Goodwill Stores, reopening yesterday, as you heard here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline at WCCO Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.